This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. A special anti-corruption court in Mumbai has ordered the registration of a First Information Report FIR against senior officials of the Securities and Exchange Board of India SEBI, including former SEBI chairperson Madhvi Puri Butch, in a case related to alleged stock market fraud and regulatory violations. On the third day after the avalanche near Mana village in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, the rescue team recovered the bodies of the four missing workers. With this, the rescue operation going on for 3 days came to an end. A total of 8 people lost their lives in the incident. 46 workers who were caught in the avalanche were rescued safely and are being treated. In total, 54 workers were affected by the incident. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that this challenging operation was completed.
सभी लोगों ने बहुत प्रयास करके, सेना के लोग हैं, पीआरओ के लोग हैं, आईटीबीपी है, एनडीआरएफ के लोग हैं, एसटीआरएफ के लोग हैं, जिला प्रशासन है, स्वास्थ्य विभाग, खाद्य विभाग, पीआरओ, सब मिलकर बहुत अच्छा किया. 46 लोग जो हमारे वहां पर जीवित अवस्था में थे, उन सभी को बद्रीनाथ से जोशीमठ शिफ्ट किया. जोशीमठ से 1-2 लोगों को जो हायर सेंटर भेजने की आवश्यकता थी, इनको हायर सेंटर भेजा है. और चुनौतीपूर्ण ये काम था, लेकिन सभी के सहयोग से, सभी के परिश्रम से ये काम आगे बढ़ा है.
It is worth noting that 54 workers working on road construction near Mana village on Friday morning were caught in the avalanche. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in various programs in Jamnagar Somnath on the second day of his Gujarat visit. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue conservation and rehabilitation center in Jamnagar district. Mr. Modi offered prayers at Somnath temple. In the evening, Mr. Modi reached Sasangir, where he is chairing the meeting of Sri Somnath Temple Trust. He is the president of the trust. Tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests. The Prime Minister is the chairman of the board. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today said the centre is proactive in developing airports wherever required, keeping in view the public need. Addressing the media along with the Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy in Hyderabad, Mr. Naidu said that through the revolutionary Udaan scheme, the government has taken airports to Tier 2 cities and Tier 3 cities in the country. The minister said the centre is ready to develop another airport in the Bhadradri Kotsagudem district of Telangana state, as the state has only one operating airport and the centre has given approvals recently for development of Mamnoor Airport near Warangal. On the second day of the week-long celebrations of Jan Aushadhi Divas titled Jan Aushadhi Virasat Ke Saath, heritage walks were conducted today at 25 places across the country. It was organized to spread the message of health and wealth with Jan Aushadhi. In Delhi, it was held at Hauz Khas. As part of the Divas, health camps were also organized at Jan Aushadhi Kendra at 500 different locations in the country. A wide range of medical tests were conducted at these health camps. Israel today said it has stopped the entry of all humanitarian aid into Gaza until Hamas agrees to a US-backed extension of the ceasefire deal, after phase one of the deal expired yesterday. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said he backed a US proposal to temporarily extend the current ceasefire during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish holiday Passover. The proposal envisions half the hostages held in Gaza being released on the day the deal begins. Netanyahu's office warned of additional consequences if Hamas rejects the US proposal. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final Group A ODI encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium tonight. Chasing the target of 250 runs, Kiwis were all out for 205 runs in 45.3 overs. India will face Group B runner-ups Australia in the semi-finals on the Champions Trophy 2025 at Dubai International Cricket Stadium on Tuesday, while New Zealand will take on South Africa in the second semi-final in Lahore on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.